with Mario Lopez.
Hey, you're all Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the star of From Not to Hot, Mama Jude Shannon. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing pretty good.
Is this new swaggy, laid-back attitude because you've got a hot body now and you're too cool for me to be excited? Because I was excited to see you.
I am always. Look, I called you from New York.
You did call me. You did call me. That's right. And we had a little back and forth. I appreciate that. No, I am so proud of you because you look fantastic. And I want to get to that in a second. But first, Alana was going to be with us today, but she's not feeling well, right?
No, she's been like having headaches. It's not feeling good. I think it's just a bug going around. Everybody's getting it nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so yeah, still obviously got to take care of her first. Health comes first. Mm-hmm. Your transformation has just been incredible. What's been the biggest challenge throughout this whole process?
Doing it in front of the media and being scrutinized and saying, oh, she's going to go back. She's going to be, you know, back to 400 pounds in a year. Well, I'm almost at a year and a half and I haven't put on but 10 pounds. So
nice.
That's major, then hey.
Exactly. What's been your favorite thing about the new lifestyle?
People are able to see me for what I've always seen myself as. When I was 460 pounds, I see myself as this. And I don't have a certain goal in mind that I want to stay at, but I know when I get above like 170, I kind of like start like,
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good. You're holding yourself accountable.
Yes.
And as far as season two of From Not to Hot, what's in store for us this season?
A lot. Mama June finally finds love. Pumpkin has a baby. Alana kind of talks me into trying to do a pageant. There's a lot of like crazy things that's been going on. So our life has changed so much, and I think that people are going to like it because it's not just about my medical. It's about the family as a whole and what our struggles are.
Speaking of finding love, you're cheating on me. I saw pictures of you with some dude at LAX. Who is this guy?
Who are you talking about?
Come on now. Pictures don't lie. His name's Gino, right? Is he Italian?
I don't know.
Come on. You got to give me a little bit. That big smile. We're going to have to share that with everyone here on video. We have to wait and watch the show.
I mean, you're going to have to watch tonight. I mean, I wish I could tell you more, but hey, everybody will see his face and see how much love and...
So you are in love.
So you are in love. So there is. Okay, so there is the guy. That's good. That's good. Yes. You're happy with him.
Very.
Good.
Beyond happy.
Gino, right? We're going to have to watch tonight. You don't want to tell me.
She doesn't want you to get jealous.
She doesn't want me to get jealous. Yes. Okay, so there's a balance of the two. There's a balance of the two. And you briefly mentioned it, but are both you and Honey Boo Boo getting back into pageants, or is Alana just trying to convince you to do one?
I think Alana just wants to get back on the circuit, and I think with trying to get me to do one, she thinks she can get back on the circuit. But she is very divalicious. Off and on the stage.
Of course she is. That's always been her thing. Yeah. And Sugar Bear is still part of the show, right? Or no, as you shake your head?
Unfortunately, yes. But, you know, there's a story to be told. And now that we've revealed the true what's behind the thing, the mask that he always put on with the other show, it's telling the story of how life really is.
Yeah, because didn't he, there was mentions like of abuse toward Alana.
And yes, I mean, in the confrontation of the last season, I mean, you know, he went after Pumpkin. And like I said, I mean, Pumpkin took the brunt of the abuse over the years with her eye and certain other things that went on. But I mean, you know, what happened in the past has brought us to where we are right now. And right. I'm glad that our show now is documented because the past show and the past, we've kind of covered it up to kind of not bring out the media, but I'm kind of glad. This is more like healing for the girls. It's time for them to heal.
Good, good. Well, that's good to hear. And speaking of the girls, you mentioned congrats again on your newest granddaughter, Ella Grace.
Yes.
Right. How's Pumpkin adjusting to motherhood?
She's doing really good. She says she's the new hot teen mom for 2018. Pumpkin is very confident, let's put it that way.
Apparently. And what's next for you? Have you given yourself like a new goal, or is there something else you want to do that you haven't had a chance to accomplish yet?
Honestly, like I don't even know what I'm doing next week. And I put like this, whatever falls in my lap is what I'm going to do. If I want to do it, I'll do it. If I don't, then I'm going to turn it down. I've been very, very lucky through all this experience to kind of just go and wing it.
You take it day by day.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
Oh God, what is that song? I like got a blank. I've been playing it. Mom, it's
How's it go?
You can just sing it.
Ah, be loving you when I'm 70. What is that song?
Oh, hold on a second.
I think that's
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
But I can't remember the name of the song.
Yeah. What is that song? Not perfect.
Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud.
Very good. That's your jam. Yes. Okay. All right. I like that. I want to see a rendition of that. A Mama June rendition. Last show you binged watched.
Has to be 48 Hours. The first 48.
So you like yourself a good murder, huh?
Yes. I like the murderous kind of thing.
Sure. Weird way to put it, but yeah.
You can appreciate a good homicide. Yeah. High school name or nickname growing up?
Junebug, and I hate it because my kids are starting to call me that now.
Junebug! Junebug's cute.
I hate that.
You hate it. Junebug's cute. Frazier from your neck of the woods over here, one of our producers. He doesn't have an accent, though. I told him he should incorporate one. It's gone.
It went away. But I'm from Noonan, which is...
Oh, wow.
Where are you from again?
I grew up in Griffin, and now I'm in Hampton, right there, like 2 minutes away from Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah, so that's not far.
No. You know where Noonan's at? Does that place exist?
Yes, about 40 minutes, yes.
It does exist.
That is where The Walking Dead is filmed, pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Oh, it's turning into Walking Dead country.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of production going on in the Atlanta
area right now, one of those guys actually just opened a restaurant there, too.
Yeah, it's this Nick really? And Norman's or something.
Yeah. Oh, Norman Reedus did. Yeah.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. Wow. Those are fun
You think
facts.
I make up where I'm from? What are you talking about?
Because you don't have an accent. You're from, you know. First car.
I've never driven 38 years.
Come on!
Never.
That's a luxury, by the way.
I have five cars and none of them I've ever drove.
Wait, how did you accomplish stuff? Like, how did you get to pageants? How did you get to the bank? How'd you do stuff?
Just had other people to do it and
really?
Uber and cabs and stuff.
Wow. Do you have a license?
Nope. Never have.
Really?
Will you ever get one?
I can't.
Oh.
Okay. I'm nothing bad, nothing illegal. No.
But wow, that you know what? I'm jealous.
Trust me, there is days I want to jump in the car and go somewhere, but unfortunately, I have to depend on somebody else to do that.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually fortunate.
Yeah, that's not unfortunate. Having a driver all the time would be awesome.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Come on now. Do you even have to ask that question? AC Slater, come on now.
Oh, I just want to make sure.
It's standard. It's standard.
You didn't waver. Well, you know how much I appreciate that. By the way, you have excellent taste. Who plays you in your life story?
Who would play me in my life?
Yeah, like what actress would you cast to play you? Could be anyone.
Myself. Nobody else can play June. Right. Like June
can. Why give because, that check to someone else?
No, not that. Because, I mean, nobody can be me. I'm me, and there is not nobody else like me.
One of a kind.
Yes.
And I love it. Well, meanwhile, you can watch From Not to Hot Fridays on WeTV, and you can follow her on Twitter at @MamaJune_boo boo.
Yes.
Thank you so much for stopping by, honey.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Anytime.
On with Mario Lopez.